but you know, we off this week, so that's a good time coming up with everything that's been going on with us. Having a little breather this week is going to be good for us.
No doubt. Of course, lots of injuries over the course of the last couple of weeks. It sounds like a flu bug as well. And so you have this week, and I imagine maybe taking things a little light for some of the players, get them
Yeah,
healthy.
we're trying to treat all the boo-boos we have on the team and do some a little bit of individual work with them, you know, as we go, and try to take a little jumping out, you know, just trying to recover this week a little bit, still touch the ball, but, you know, have a little time off mentally and physically, of course, and, you know, after this week, we kind of, again, go, nonstop.
Yeah, obviously the Hutchinson, Kansas tournament this last weekend, and then not in action again until next Thursday as well. But what did you see over in Kansas with the kind of banged up lineup?
Oh, you know, it's not only, you know, you take the six rotation, you know, person like Urte, you know, that did us for us, you know, not only offensively but defensively, and you know, back row attacks. So I think that her getting hurt a little bit, you know, affected. Not only we lost her, but we had to move people out of positions that they're comfortable. So, but thankfully we she's looking good. Hopefully Monday she'll be back to practicing with us and getting ready. So we have high hopes that she will be able to start next Thursday.
Awesome. Awesome. Obviously, great to get her back. I know Kimber was dealing with a little bit of an injury as well and was powering through it, fighting through it a little bit. Is she back to 100% yet?
No, but we did do MRI and everything is clear. Good news. So there's something still going on because restricting her lateral movement, but at least we know nothing wrong structural in her knee. So I think with a little treatment and a little time off, you know, we'll be good. And also, you know, now that we know nothing is wrong, it might be just something little that she can quit babying maybe too much and, you know, putting so much stress on the other knee because that was her, you know, she's a little slower than she needs to be or used to be. But like I said, this week might be good for us to just taking it easy.
Absolutely, absolutely. Hey, there's nothing wrong with that. You got to get healthy. So I guess a little blessing that you have this big week and a half break off, because I know that wasn't something initially that planned. So
No. Whoever did the schedule is genius, right?
exactly. Yeah, knew it ahead of time, right? Full plans. No, but in the Kansas tournament, you mentioned, you know, Urte's injury kind of affects everybody and it moves people out of rotation and things of that nature. But was it good for them, you think, to get a little bit of that experience in case, I guess, for emergency sake, where they may have to go in and do that again?
Absolutely. You know, things happen. Like, look at us last year. You know, we were rock and rolling, and we had an injury that we didn't have anybody to step in those shoes, you know, right at the end of the season, which cost us regionals and, you know, potential district and nationals, you know. So it's good. It just, I think we weren't as successful as we wanted to. It made sense, you know, on paper, but things didn't work out. So we went back and moved people back in a position. Which worked out, you know, the second day at Kansas, you know, we won one and we actually didn't look that bad the first game that we played of the day. So I think it was more confidence for them. Experience, yes, it's great, but I think it, you know, I think Kayla kind of felt a little disappointed that, you know, she was presented with challenge, put it, you know, I put her outside and said right side, and she always played right side. She always been successful on the right side. And I think we talked about look as a challenge, and that's how she took it as a challenge. You know, can I be as successful being on the outside? And I think she was a little disappointed that she failed. You know, she did great for us, it, obviously not as good, and she wasn't as valuable as she is on the right side. So we decided to take a cut and put her back on the right side and hope we pass and play defense so we can sit right side. You know, like I said, at some point it paid off. You know, but again, hopefully it's a small bump in the road for the season. And hopefully starting next week, we're going to get back and, you know, playing Jeffco volleyball.
Yeah, it's like you said, a lot better to have it happen. You know, you never want it to happen, yeah, but good that it's happening now versus like last year, you lose your setter and everything at the end.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, unfortunately this year, you know, we have some lighter weeks, and it happened right before our almost most important week. You know, Hutchinson tournament is usually right in the middle of the season. You know, you go in there and try to see where you stand with ranked teams, you know, and then we had MAG game, which is always a rival game. And, you know, so, I mean, just didn't happen at the perfect time. But I'd rather happen now than at the end of the season again. That's for sure.
Yeah, you guys played MAG last week as well. What did you see from this year's Cardinals team under Coach Copeland?
I mean, you know, I knew some, I mean, quite a few sophomores returning from last year. So I knew somewhat to what to expect from the sophomores, you know, and then I knew some of the kids that he recruited because, you know, I looked at those kids as well, and, you know, they're solid. It's not going to be an easy nut to crack, and, you know, kind of hoping before they get to our house, you know, have everybody, you know, 100% back and see how we match up with them a little bit better, you know, because we were outmatched that. They played great. They couldn't make mistakes, and we couldn't stop them. And, you know, I have as deep of a team as I thought I could have, you know, with the bench and everything. And that's okay. It's something, you know, for me to address for the following year. But like I said, now just hoping everybody gets healthy and see where we're staying with them, hopefully at home in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, who's kind of impressed you that's kind of stepped up a little bit, that has assumed a little bit larger of a role than maybe you would have anticipated?
I think one of the outsides, I can't remember the name, but sophomore outside, you know, she obviously, you can tell she dominates that court, and obviously she is the best player in my eyes. And, you know, we had scrappy defense, you know, kind of, everybody stepped up to a role, and they had fun with the game, which is always hard to go to MAC and play at their, you know, court. So we have packed the stands that night in a couple of weeks when we play them home. So hopefully we'll make it as, you know, we'll have plenty of fans and, you know, teams supporting each other. And hopefully we'll make it hard for them to win again, you know. So, like I said, we were outmatched that match. MAC is a great, strong team. Obviously, we undefeated this year, so, I mean, that's a good boost for the confidence. I can't say the same for myself. But, you know, all that matters is the last game of the season, really.
Exactly. Really, all it boils down to that region tournament, right? Because then it's win or go home.
It doesn't matter. You know, West Plains, maybe not as strong as every year, but they still, you can't snooze through them because they can sneak up on you. They definitely, you know, we always three teams, great three teams that every year we have, somebody has a chance to do it.
Yeah, and Coach, for you guys as well, with all the changes that you've had, some of the injuries you fought through, who's kind of stepped up for you guys this year that's really, you know, maybe emerged a little bit?
I mean, every game was different person. That was, I guess, most, you know, I had those, we talked, Abby and I talked after each game, you know, we had, you know, one game, two players really playing well, next game, the other two. So we never put it like all together, you know, like, okay, can we all six people come in and play at the same time? So I'm still waiting for that. But, you know, some improvement, you know, Kayla, like I said, Kayla was kind of thrown off on the outside, and that's something that she has never done. And, you know, like I said, definitely she, you know, at right side more. I think Armani been stepping up and improving her ball control and everything else. So, and she stepped up, you know, Urte kind of, you know, played back row. And then when she got hurt, Armani kind of got throwing in that role. And, you know, she's been handling pretty good, you know. At one point or the other, like I said, everybody, the people that throwing on the court, you know, been you know, one game good, next game maybe not as good, you know. It's very big roller coaster right now. The last 2 weeks, it's a big roller coaster.
Got a lot of time to get healthy and get a little preparation, another crack at Indian Hills, and next week as well. Are you excited?
Always. You know, both times we lost in five sets, mm-hmm, and close. So I know we saw them at Hutch. They struggled a little bit, too, that weekend. And so, yeah, I'm ready to go and play.
Get back out there on the court, right?
Yeah,
help the group.
Especially, you know, if Burte can come back and we can get the normal lineup in and kind of work on it and start, you know, preparing towards something. But, you know, it's good. It's as much as it sucked, you know, the last 2 weeks, you know, kind of got us ready if something else happens to one of the players, you know. And like I said, I hope not. I don't like injuries. No, none of the coaches, nor do we wish on upon any team. So it's I think it's that time. I think everybody realizing we're getting healthier, and I think the little confidence and a little, you know, confidence boost will come back with it too.
Awesome, coach. As always, appreciate your time, and let's get healthy a little bit for next Wednesday. Hopefully, some good news to report then.
Yeah, I know. I'll have a little bit more from practice.
Exactly. That's Coach Ida Steiger joining us here on the Viking Voices Show on 1400 KJFF. We'll keep the theme with volleyball coming up next as well here on the Viking Voices Show. Welcome back in to the Viking Voices Show here on 1400 KJFF. We are going to keep the theme into JEFCO volleyball, joined now by freshman, and please correct me, I'm trying to get this right, Urte Neimantaita.
Yeah, it's Urte Neimantaita.
There we go. I was close. I thought it was kind of close. And you are from Lithuania, correct?
Correct.
Awesome. And how are you enjoying your first year here at JEFCO?
Well, it's been good so far. I had so much fun. Me and my roommates would do like many like fun things. We would hang out a lot. Yeah, it's been good.
Awesome. And before, we'll ask you a little bit more about some of that stuff a little bit later. But first, we'll ask you about the volleyball court as well. Battling a little bit of an injury. How are we feeling there? A little better?
Yeah, it's been 2 weeks since I like sprained my ankle. I'm feeling good. It's getting better. I hope I will be able to play next week.
How nice was it when you got the MRI and everything, and it was just a bad sprain? There was no break and broken bones or anything. I'm sure that was a relief.
Yeah, I was relieved because like I thought it was so much worse, but I got to know that it's not that bad, and I'm walking around. I'm trying to do exercises, trying to heal as fast as I can.
Is it kind of some of like the lateral movement that's kind of been a little bit difficult?
Yeah.
Awesome. I see. And then for you as well, I imagine it's got to have been kind of tough for you to watch from the sidelines, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. What types of things do you try to do to help your team, even though that you can't be out there on the court? But I imagine you kind of maybe step in, try to do a little coaching or encouragement, things of that nature.
Yeah, I would like write stats or just like try to encourage them, like shouting a lot, cheering a lot. Almost like being a second assistant coach. Also, like at practices, I would chag. I would like try to talk to them, help them out volleyball wise.
Yeah. Yeah. How do you like taking stats?
Well, it's kind of boring.
But yeah.
But I can see like all the mistakes. It's really like interesting to see like how many errors or how many like good points do we have.
Yeah, you kind of analyze the statistics a little more, and I guess the game kind of represents a different type of story you read, huh?
Yes.
Awesome. And then, Urte, for you a little bit, tell us a little bit. Had you ever been to America before?
No.
No. So this was the first time?
Yes.
Very first impression of America when you rolled in here. What airport did you fly into first? What airport did you fly into first?
It was in Minneapolis.
Minneapolis.
And then I flew to St. Louis.
And then you flew to St. Louis. And you walked out. And what was your very first impression kind of the Midwest of the United States of America?
It kind of looks the same as Lithuania because, like, it looked like agrarian, you know. So it wasn't like a big shocker, but I didn't see like really huge cities. So I'm kind of living like here, only here. I didn't see that much, like since, but it's been good.
Yeah, haven't made it outside of Missouri or anything.
No.
No, by the end of the year, you got to get a friend to get you on a road trip to Chicago or something.
Yeah.
Get a big city type of action. What has been the biggest difference, I suppose, and maybe like the lifestyle, things of that nature? Does anything stand out there?
I don't know. Maybe just like the politeness of people, and like they are really like outgoing and talkative. So maybe that's the biggest difference, because in Lithuania, all the people are kind of shy and quiet. You don't get that much attention, and here was like, I got a lot of attention.
I had a conversation one time, and I can't remember what country it was, but it was in Europe, and they said that the difference here is like you walk into a gas station or something and you smile, say, "Hey, how's it going?" And then and where she was from, it was more like you just walk in and go about your business. There's like no interaction. Is that kind of true?
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, did it take that a little while for you to get used to?
No, I am like an outgoing person, so it wasn't like really hard for me to get used to all of the like interaction between people, but it was nice.
Yeah. How about the schools? How about schooling wise? What's kind of been the big difference there?
It's a lot easier here.
It's a lot easier here.
Yeah.
How so?
Like now, like I'm taking college math classes, and like in Lithuania, I did that like maybe when I was in 10th grade. So I've already been all of that. Yeah.
So you ace in that class?
Mm-hmm.
good deal there. And then go back to the volleyball court a little bit here. I want to talk with you about that. At the beginning of the year, how was the game of volleyball? Was it a little bit different style of play? Was it a similar style of play that you saw? Or were there some kind of differences that you had to get a little accustomed to?
There were some differences, especially like in switching with players. So we don't like play the whole way around. But I got used to it like really quick. I think it is easier because, like, you are not playing the whole set. You're not in the court for the whole, like, time. It is easier.
Get a little more of a break, little breather. So was it more of a rotation when you played in high school and things of that nature? Or, like, so you mentioned that people wouldn't come out for, like, a set, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so if that's the case, then would you guys rotate sets? Would different players come in and then play a whole different set? Or was it just kind of the starters started?
Yeah.
Okay, and then it was, like, an injury they'd come in.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Very cool. And then how did the teammates kind of welcome you in? You know, did they do anything that's, to make you, like, a welcome to America type deal?
Yeah, we went like to a restaurant, we would hang out, we would talk, we would watch like movies and stuff. And also like I want to represent my country too, so I brought a lot of like Lithuanian snacks and sweets. So we would like hang out and like on evenings and just talk about differences.
Everybody sucks down the sweets and the snacks, right? what is the go-to dessert kind of pastry there?
In Lithuania?
Mm-hmm.
I think like cinnamon buns.
Oh.
Or as a snack, like salty snack, would be like chips or like fried bread with cheese.
Fried bread with
cheese.
So just kind of like a grilled cheese sandwich almost?
Almost.
But a little bit different, because of fried. Interesting. I've never really heard of a fried bread with cheese.
Yeah.
What cheese do you use? What's your favorite cheese?
I guess cheddar.
Jenner?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good deal on that. What about fast food restaurants? I'm curious about that. Are they all pretty much the same in there? Are there like any Taco Bells or things of that nature?
We have like all the same like fast food restaurants except except Dairy Queen and maybe Taco Bell. I don't think that we have that in Lithuania.
Okay. Did you learn English then? What's the main language in Lithuania?
Lithuanian.
Okay, very cool. So how is that? Was it kind of easy to learn English then for you when you were growing up?
No, it wasn't hard because I started at fourth grade and it was like mandatory as a second language. So I've been like trying to talk in English since I was like 10 years old.
That was something I wish America would do. I wish America would, like, require you to speak a second language in school.
Yeah.
I feel like that'd be a pretty cool skill to have, you know?
In Lithuania, we also have, like, a third mandatory language, so I also learned Russian, so I speak three languages.
You speak three languages? When did you start learning Russian?
I think when I was, like, 13.
Okay, so a little bit after English?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's pretty cool. That's pretty fancy. So when you're at home, then, and amongst your, like, family and friends, do you guys just mix it up? Or is it usually one language that you'll speak?
No, we would speak only, like, Lithuanian, but with my grandma, she's from Russia, so I would speak in Russian with her.
Okay, so you can keep your skills sharp there, huh?
Yeah.
How'd you keep your English skills sharp?
I don't know. I'm just trying to interact with people, even though, like, I'm sometimes not correct, or maybe, like, my grammar isn't that good, but I'm trying.
Well, your English is fantastic right now. When I asked that, I meant more like how you practice over in Lithuania, because it's working well here. Yeah. As you get set to kind of come back on the court here, hopefully next week, I know that's kind of what you're targeting, that Indian Hills game as well. How great do you think it's going to be for the team as well to kind of get you back and, you know, get Kimber fully healthy as well, and to really kind of get you guys back into that normal rotation that you guys had before?
I think it will help us, especially emotionally, because now, like, the team is technically they're doing just fine, but like just emotionally it's hard to change up even your position where you're playing with, because we had to do some changes in that. I think it will be just a lot more easier emotionally.
When you get back on the court as well, you guys got a couple stiff opponents coming up, Indian Hills and Mineral Area College as well. Obviously, you've seen Indian Hills already a couple times. Got Mac, you saw them already as well at that. What do you think is going to be the biggest key for you guys going forward to kind of finish the season on a strong note and really prepare you guys for region?
I think lots of communication and working outside the game on practices, like working hard, keeping like being in shape. Also, keeping our like relationships outside the court also good, like hanging out a lot, it really helps.
Yeah, kind of get your mind off of it a little bit and kind of freshen it up. Speaking of that, you made a lot of new friends here?
Yeah.
Enjoying it, and it must be easy, huh? Because you can just coast through your schoolwork because you've already done half of it and learned it, right? A lot of social time.
Yeah.
Do you get a chance to talk with your family still? A good amount back home? Phone calls and stuff?
Yeah, we're talking almost every single day.
Yeah, I imagine it's probably pretty hard for you, right? You got to get up and move, and you move all the way across in the Atlantic and get here into America.
Well, it's been my dream, like, for a long time, so it wasn't that hard, and I'm not homesick yet, but we'll see.
Are you going to be able to get back there for Christmas break?
Yes.
Awesome. All right. Hey, Erta, thanks very much for coming on and sharing your experiences with us a little bit, and let's get healthy. Let's get that ankle back on, right?
Thank you.
All right. Erta Nametida.
Yeah.
All right, I got it. There it is. Freshman volleyball player joining us here on the Viking Voices Show on 1400 KJFF. We will step aside for another short timeout. When we come back, we'll turn our attention to the men's soccer team coming up next on the Viking Voices Show. Welcome into the Viking Voices Show here on 1400 KJFF. Talking a lot of volleyball, now switching our gear for the final 20 minutes, talking soccer as well. We got sophomore Sean Palmer with us now. Sean, how we living today?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Awesome. You guys coming off of a nice win yesterday, a little bit of a dramatics as well, it looks like. An OT win on a penalty kick as well. Was it back-to-back shutouts for you guys defensively as well when you look at that? So kind of, you guys starting to kind of feel like you're getting into gear here going in the midst of the region season?
Yeah, I feel like we're getting chemistry more. Obviously, half of the group is new, so we're just building, you know, a collective group.
Yeah, how difficult is that to kind of enter it in, you know, in a junior college for you, second year, but you get so many new faces. You were a new face, you know, last year as well. Does it take a while for you guys to mesh a little bit usually, or is it more of a matter of just kind of getting comfortable with seeing you guys play on the field and maybe which way a guy might cut and things of that nature?
I think off the field, it's easy to connect. I mean, we all have our background experiences, and then when we come together, I feel as though, like, we get to talk to each other, see each other all the time on campus. I feel like the chemistry just builds from there. And on the field, obviously practice, games, it takes a while to build the chemistry, but it gets there at the end.
Awesome. And then, Rashawn, for you, what have you seen over the course of the last couple of ball games for you guys as well? You know, you had East Central, the big win on the road against Crowder, shutout wins as well. So what is the defense, I guess? Coach has always told me that was going to be the strong point for you guys as well, was the defense. And the goal scoring was hopefully going to be a pickup from last year. Obviously, we've seen that to this point. But the course of the last two games, pitching back-to-back shutouts, it seems like it's really starting to click now.
Yeah, I feel like it comes from the back. It starts from there. So once the back is strong, we get to the forwards, and then, you know, we could build from there.
From last year's team, you know, you guys, you know, struggled a little bit putting it in the net, but this year a little bit an improvement on that as well, it seems like, at least in the score column and things of that nature as well. What do you think's been the biggest difference there?
I think just the new recruit, Jack Foster. I think he's well adept to the position forward. He knows how to score, and we just feed him the ball, I think. He knows how to score. He knows how to finish. So That's a big part.
Yeah, a couple hat tricks certainly shows you can put it in the net, right?
Yeah.
Awesome. And then, Rashawn, what about for you? What have you been working on personally?
Just my touch overall. I mean, it's about the group, so I just work on gaining chemistry. Me and Marcos are the captains, so I think that's a big part of just letting the group come together and not really focusing on yourself, just focusing on the team.
Yeah, so as a captain of the team, kind of trying to unite everybody and things of that nature as well, taking on that leadership role, are you more of a vocal leader or more of a lead by an example type?
I mean, my teammates would say, you know, more quiet, I lead by example. I don't really talk much, but...
Yeah, you got a little smile there when I asked that.
Yeah, I try to show, I guess, by example. Yeah.
Awesome, and that's a matter of just coming to work every day, or I guess practice and things of that nature and set an example. How important is it to set an example within the classroom as well?
That's the biggest part. I mean, we come to this school to do well in like grades, and then soccer comes after. So once we show, I guess, the freshmen, you know, our grades and how well we do, that's the important part, you know.
Yeah, and then Rashawn, for you, have you figured out what you're studying this year, speaking of the grades?
I'm going to transfer and probably do sports management. Or
sports
maybe,
management?
Yeah, maybe business.
Maybe business? What interests you in sports management?
Just continuing, you know, my development in sports, you know, playing soccer.
What do you hope to do one day as your career?
I'm still looking, but maybe even athletic director, you know, owning a sports team or being a manager, something like that.
Owning a sports team, wouldn't that be fantastic, right?
That'd be great.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, would own your own team. Would it be particularly in the soccer field, do you think, or are you open to other sports?
Soccer.
Soccer for sure, huh? Yeah. Awesome. Have you identified, are you going to try to play soccer at the next level as well?
Yes, I'm going to try, yeah.
Awesome. Have you identified any possible destinations?
I haven't yet, but... As soon as I know.
Yeah, good. Yeah, let us know as soon as you know, right? Yeah. Breaking news. Rashawn, tell us a little bit about the course load that you took last year and then this year. I imagine for you, just from freshman to sophomore year, it's probably been a lot easier in terms of kind of transitioning and understanding the differences of college education and high school.
Yeah, definitely. Being a second year, like you already know what's going on. You're well adept to it. So it's been a lot easier just like handling schoolwork, handling classwork. It's been a lot easier.
Yeah, and do you live here on campus?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
Awesome. Who do you live with?
I live with Jack, Brandon. I live with Hassan.
Okay, all right. So you got the four right there. You live with the goal scorer, him and of itself. But I know just talking the last couple of weeks with Tanner, with Marcos, that FIFA is pretty big, right?
Yeah.
And I've asked them this, so I got to ask you guys this as well. For you, who's your FIFA squad?
Like my favorite team?
The team you use. We'll do club teams first.
Arsenal.
Arsenal.
Best team in the world.
Best team in the world, he says. Now, are you one of the top guys on the team in FIFA?
I'd say top five.
Top five for sure?
Top five, yeah.
What about internationals? Do you guys get on the international game?
Oh, we do. I'd use Brazil.
Brazil.
Because of Neymar.
Naturally. Now the question is, are you able to be a team like the U.S. and beat Brazil? Are you that good?
Yeah, I think so.
I think so. Awesome. So I imagine you mentioned bonding off the field and things like that. I imagine FIFA and you know, going out to eat and things like that at the beginning of the year were probably something that kind of got you guys to click pretty quick.
Yeah.
Awesome. And then a lot of trash talking going on.
That always happens. Any team, you know, trash talk is the way to go.
For you, are you much of a trash talker? Because you say you're quiet on the field as a leader, but does that mouth get running a little bit when you get that FIFA skills?
Yeah, it just naturally comes out with anyone, you know, into the game. It just comes out.
Who's the biggest trash talker on the team when it comes to not just FIFA, but, you know, out there on the soccer field as well? I mean, you're one of the captains, right? So you got to simmer them down a little bit at times.
I'd have to say Ali and Brandon from Houston. Biggest trash.
Houston?
Yeah, biggest trash talker.
Oh, big market like Houston and big soccer market like Houston is, yeah, as well. Interesting. How about yourself? Where are you from?
I'm from Canada.
Canada? Okay, yeah. Very nice. Where in Canada?
Near Toronto, Brampton.
Near Toronto. Okay. And then how'd you hear about Jefferson College? Was it a matter of just sending some tapes out?
Yeah, I just sent a highlight tape, and they said that they're interested in me, and, you know, here I am.
Awesome. Very cool. Very cool. Are you able to get back, you know, for holidays and things of that nature?
Yeah.
Okay, very nice as well. This is a question I have about, in Canada, the national sport is lacrosse, isn't it?
I've heard, yeah.
You've heard that, but not sure?
I mean, in my area, people don't really play that.
Okay, interesting. Yeah, see, I heard that too, and I always thought it was hockey, naturally, but I thought I'd ask, see if you might know a little bit as well. As Toronto, how's that as a city?
It's a beautiful city, multicultural. It's a lot to do there.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. And then how's the soccer scene up in Canada as well?
Soccer is building. Mm-hmm. I heard they're building a new league soon to come.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, that's exciting. And to kind of compete with the MLS, I guess?
Yeah.
Interesting. Very cool there. As we turn our attention back on the soccer field as well, right now you guys positioning yourself well for an opportunity to get a couple bye in the Region 16 tournament coming up. Obviously, I know that's really important for you guys to get on the home field. Why is it what makes it so much easier playing at home for you guys, some of the players, versus, you know, going on the road as well?
Home, it's just we're used to the grass. We're used to the area. We've been practicing there for almost 2 months now, so I mean, once you're there, you feel at home.
You guys kind of feel like you've adjusted really well from that really tough schedule that you guys had at the beginning of the year, going down to Florida, taking on Maryville and guys like that. How much do you think that's helped the team to this point, to just facing those tough guys and now getting into your own region?
I think it helped prepare us. Those hard games, you know, helped us build as a team, helped us know what to do in certain like times of the game. And, yeah, I think that's the most important part.
You guys have a game Sunday as well, I believe it is, correct?
Yes.
What are you guys looking forward to continue this little win streak you guys got going on there?
Just work on what we've been working on in games, you know, just do the same thing that we've been doing in these shutout games.
And that's outside of the region game right there, but then back, I think next Tuesday it is, you guys will be back into the region as well. So how important is it for you guys to kind of finish on a strong note as you get closer and closer? Because I believe with that win in region that next week, they would almost all but clinch that number two spot right there as well. So for you, when do you kind of want to see, as an experienced person from last year, where do you kind of want to see you guys really hit your stride as you get set to enter the region tournament? You want to see a couple weeks beforehand, or are you okay with seeing a little, you know, hiccups here and there, as long as you maybe get it a week beforehand? When's kind of that time frame for you?
I think our goal is to start it right now. It's always good to start like early instead of doing it last minute, you know. Just working on our bad points in the game and just coming to practice and trying to fix those points, I think.
How's been playing under Coach Ochoa and Coach Bartolone? Kind of a unique situation there, you know. It's not like a solo head coach that you see in a lot of places. Obviously, you're very familiar with them over the last year and things like that. But is it kind of something, do they feed off each other really well in terms of bouncing ideas and kind of complimenting one another?
I think they have different personalities, but they've been together for so long that they know how to work with each other. So I don't think there's any problem with that. And they know how to, like you said, bounce ideas off each other, and yeah.
And then for you, taking upon that leadership role and kind of showing it as an example and things of that nature as well, what have you seen from some of the freshmen? Have they been adapting pretty well in terms of kind of getting used to college and not just the college soccer, but, you know, getting their homework done, getting the time management down and things like that?
Yeah, I think they've eased into it pretty well. We haven't had any serious problems with school or with on the field, so I think that they've been eased into it.
Goal. What's the goal for you guys? Close out the year.
Goal is to make it to Nationals and obviously do well.
Do well. Win that region championship, right?
Yeah.
Awesome. Hey, Rashawn, thanks very much for taking some time out of your afternoon to talk with us here. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
That's sophomore Rashawn Palmer joining us here on 1400 KJFF and online at MIMOinfo.com. The Vikings soccer team coming off a 1-0 win on the road yesterday against Crowder College, Region 16 matchup. Jack Foster with the overtime penalty kick goal to go on there. They'll next be in action on Sunday afternoon and then again on Tuesday as well, as they look to keep that push going towards the Region 16 tournament. It's going to wrap up this edition of the Viking Voices Show here on 1400 KJFF and online at MIMOinfo.com. As always, we'll post the show coming up online a little bit later as well. In case you missed it, you can get it all back shortly. And we'll have 5 o'clock news, weather, and sports for you all coming up next after this Spotlight interview here on KJF.